War. On the battlefield, he found the thrill he had been missing since falling into her trap. There, he could find release of a sort, was able to bite his foes in the heat of a fight for his life, and experience the pleasure of sating his bloodlust, feeding the beast within him. Gods, he could bite any male he wanted any time, but he didn't want men. He wanted to sink his aching fangs into female flesh, soft and supple, delicately laced with the scent of blood, and taste sweetness and life, not ashes and death. Grave halted and looked down at his hands. His palms tingled, not with the memory of the female blood host's curves, but the memory of her. They yearned to learn her curves again, to traverse paths he had found the deepest form of pleasure in, and feel her cool satin skin beneath his, against his. He snarled and stalked across the room, shoving his fingers through the longer lengths of his short dark brown hair and pulling it back until his scalp stung. He had to free himself somehow. A mirthless laugh escaped his lips. How? He had tried everything imaginable to achieve that freedom he desired. He had even left fresh from a war in the third realm of the demons to seek assistance in a fey town in the mortal world, searching for an answer from the witches there. No one he spoke with, no amount of research he did, produced the cure he needed. His heart hammered against his chest and he growled under his breath as he took agitated strides across his apartment. There had to be a way. The buzzing in his mind grew stronger. Bitch. She was pushing, shoving the connection between them open. He pivoted on his heel and his guard slipped. An image of her fluttered into his head. His body grew instantly hard. Grave threw his head back and roared at the ceiling, darkness swelling through him like an oily tide, fed by the sudden surge of anger that filled his blood. He harnessed the darkness, used it as he always did to give him strength, and slammed the connection between them shut. The second it closed, the moment he felt the buzzing disappear and the mark on his back settle, his right hand dropped and he groaned as he palmed his hard length through his black trousers. Hot pleasure shot through his veins like the sweetest drug, and he drowned in it, ignoring the shame that lurked in a dark corner of his mind as he undid his fly and stroked himself. He hated thinking about her, about how beautiful she was, ethereal and breathtaking, but images of her filled his mind, remembered moments of bliss in her arms that had felt so real at the time. He grunted as he grew harder, signaling an impending release. Grave tore his hand away and roared again. He shoved his cock back into his trousers and paced harder, cursing her name 1,000 times over in his mind, cursing his own name with it. The shame he constantly fought to hold back flooded him. Not only shame that he was reduced to touching himself to get any shred of pleasure and release, but the shame of being stripped of his strength and weakened by something that had happened close to a century ago. He was a warrior, tested in battle and undefeated. Yet she had defeated him. She had used the softest part of him against himself, a part that never should have existed in the first place. His heart. He wouldn't give up, though. He hadn't lived for millennia working his fingers to the bone to elevate himself to his current position in order for it to end here, now. There was so much more for him to do. He stopped behind the black leather couch. But it felt as if a clock was ticking as his heart slowly beat, a steady thump that sounded like a marching drum leading him towards his doom. He raised his hands before him, turning them palms upwards and stared at them, gritting his teeth and causing his fangs to cut into his gums as the tingling in his hands grew fiercer. He shook his head, silently pleading them not to do it, not when he had convinced himself he had been seeing things on that battlefield in the third realm. They shimmered and turned ghostly, so he was able to see the floorboards through them. He curled his fading fingers into fists and snarled a vicious curse as they became solid again, damning the female who had done this to him. The phantom who had crushed his heart,